Today's Namaste Yoga continues the nourishing your energy reserves, and today we are going to make your belly. Hello and welcome to episode 259 of Namaste Yoga. I hope you had a good holiday for those of you who celebrate Christmas. We're filming this on Christmas Eve. And so thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my beautiful red bamboo top. I thought I was feeling festive today. This is one of the newer ones. It's got a dancing Shiva on it. And I'm wearing short gray capri leggings today. And also thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. You're going to need your bolster again this week and your yoga mat and a folded blanket or a meditation cushion for our forward bend today and for our seated meditation. And also for those of you who are members, one of the first sequences that we're going to do today, I practiced it yesterday, and it just didn't feel as good in my body as when I practiced it today after doing some of the sequences that we've been doing on the membership site with our foam rollers and the slow-mo ball. So this morning I released my upper back, and then I did that sequence where we release your belly and your chest, and then I did the sequence that we're going to do this today on Namaste Yoga that we're starting with, and it just felt a lot easier on my body. So I thought I'd let you know that if you're a member, you can do some releasing, some of the fascial release first, and I think you might find that sequence a little easier in your body too. Okay, so I have a testimonial to begin today. It's from Patricia from the membership site. She sent me a message on the membership site, and she says, "Dear Melissa, I heard your offer to give away a free membership to a yogi, and since I have received so much from you, I would like to fund a second free membership to someone else who can benefit. The new morning classes are so wonderful, and for the first time, if I do the back class with a melt roller," so that's what I was just talking about that I did this morning too, "in the evening before I go to bed, I am able to get up in the morning and stand up straight. I was all hunched over and curled to the right. I have scoliosis. I also have tried the Intelligent Core class a few times, and at first it made me very sore, but now it seems to be helping. I so appreciate your generous spirit and the time you take with the members. Namaste, Patricia." So that, Patricia, I super appreciate that, because I was having such a hard time choosing just one person from all the entries we got. So we gifted Namaste Yoga memberships to two deserving members for Christmas this year. We gave them to Amanda and Madeline. And Madeline was somebody actually that I had interviewed a while back for Mentor with Melissa. So I was really happy to be able to give her a membership. And Amanda just had a really beautiful story, a long relationship with Namaste Yoga. And it just felt really good to be able to give them yearly memberships. So they both had very compelling stories, and I think what I am going to do when I let them know, because we haven't even let them know yet, but they'll know by the time this comes out, what I'm going to have them do is probably write a shorter version of their stories to share with you, that I can share with you in the coming weeks, so you can get to know a little bit about them, and so you know why they're so deserving of this gift. Yes. And so they have a little bit more control over what parts of their story is being told. Yeah, we had a lot of really fantastic submissions. It was difficult to choose, but
lots of deserving
submissions for sure.
Are we gonna do this next year?
I think we'll do it again next year for sure. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, thank you everybody who submitted. There were lots of deserving submissions. I love that Patricia offered to give one away as well, and it was a beautiful. I really enjoyed doing this, so thank you very much. Let's begin our practice for today. I'm going to get you to lie down on your back and take a moment to tuck your shoulder blades in underneath you, bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, just press into your feet and lengthen out through your tailbone. You can either have your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, or you can lengthen your legs out long. You might even want to put your bolster underneath you. Actually, leave the bolster off to the side because we'll be moving right into our movement from here. And take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now so that you can take this next hour for yourself. So turn off all your distractions, turn off your cell phone, close all the other tabs in your computer screen so that you're not getting notifications from Facebook, and just take this time to really focus on yourself so that we can make your home in your belly now. And return to breathing in and out through your nose. And bring your awareness of your breath into your belly. And then breathe in through your nose. And as you breathe out through your nose, let's continue with that breath that we've been using, where as you breathe out, imagining a lake in your belly, and that lake getting wider and deeper so that you're building up your energy reserves in your belly. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out and gathering your energy in your belly, imagining a lake that gets wider and deeper in your lower belly. Now you're going to inhale through your nose and exhale with a long ha as a way to connect with your belly. So, ha, deep into your belly. Ha. Ha. Great. And as you lie on your back, allow your body to be really heavy. Feel your body release to the ground. Surrender to gravity. Notice what's happening in your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, your pelvis, your lower back, your belly, your upper back, your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your lower arms, your hands, your neck, and your head. And as you scan through your body, you just become aware of what stands out in your physical body. Notice what's happening now. Then return your attention to your breath. And allow your body to be breathed. Set the intention to move slowly, to move more slowly than you want to through this class. So that was our focus in last week's class, to slow down and let that intention carry through your movements in this week's class so that you're going at a slower pace when you practice your yoga today. And then bring your attention to your belly. Notice what's happening in your belly. So you're going to bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And then you're going to bring your knees into your chest. And do this in such a way that your shoulders are still on the ground with your hands behind your knees. Now slowly open your knees wide until your elbows lower to the ground so that you're creating little tripods almost for your knees. And then you're going to just make a little nod, a little yes with your head. And then from here, you're going to inhale in the center. Exhale, you're going to roll your head to the right. Keep your eyes open so you can look as far to the right as possible. Your goal is to lower your ear to the ground. And inhale back to the center. Exhale, roll your head to the left. Keep your eyes open. Look as far to the left as you can, lowering your left ear as close to the ground as you can as well. So breathe into the center, breathe out to the side. Keep your eyes open, look to the side. And then bring your head back to the center and notice if your legs are heavier in your hands now. And breathe into your belly. And then you're going to lower your right leg down and take your right hand behind your head. And just take a few breaths here so that you're resting your head heavy in your hand and feeling your neck completely relaxed. And then take a few breaths here as well so that you feel your whole right foot on the ground. And your knee pointing straight up to the ceiling, your right knee pointing straight up to the ceiling. Now you're going to think about your right knee moving, your right elbow moving towards your left knee without using your neck muscles at all. So your head stays very heavy in your hand. Breathe in, and you're only going to move 1 inch off the ground. And lower. And let your head be really heavy, come back down. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And when you feel like you can do this without using your neck, then you're going to move your right elbow towards your left knee without touching your right elbow to your left knee a little bit further. Breathe in, breathe out, cross over your body, breathe in and lower. We're making your belly. This time you're going to stay up and you're going to circle your elbow. And then you're going to rotate back down. And then bring your hand back around. You're going to pick up your right knee again and let it rest in your right hand. And this time you'll take your left hand behind your head and really let your hand, your arm, and your head rest heavy in your hand. And so here, your whole arm's going to rest on the ground just like it did on my right side. So only on my body, you guys know I have frozen shoulder right now, so that doesn't rest fully on the ground for me, but in your body it will. And you want to focus on your head, your neck being really relaxed so that it's your back and your back of your shoulder doing the lifting, and your head is completely relaxed in your hand. So you're going to inhale here, and you're going to exhale. Lift just a little bit. Okay, sorry, we're going to start that one just a little bit again. You're going to just lower your left foot to the ground. Feel your whole left foot on the ground, your left knee pointing up towards the ceiling. So that should give you a little bit more stability there. And you're just going to exhale, lift 1 inch. So you're checking to make sure your neck is completely relaxed. And then inhale, lower down. So your head's very heavy in your hands. Exhale, lift. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, tiny 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 lift. Inhale, lower down. Okay, and then we're gonna cross over your body more. So breathe out. And down. And then curl up and circle your elbow. And roll down. Okay. And then bring both your knees back up in those supports of your elbows on the ground. And rest in those supports there. And this time you're going to use your right hand to draw your right knee across your body. And it won't come across very far. Breathe out. And then you guys can tell me how you find this, but I find this incredibly challenging for my brain. But you're going to cross it over your body, and then you're going to circle your knee one way. And circle it the other way. And then open back out. So that actually proves in my body that repetition slowly integrates neural connections in your brain, because that was the easiest time that I've ever done that. Okay, so now we're going to do the other side. Inhale. Exhale, cross your left knee over your body. So you're moving it towards your right shoulder. Okay, and then cross, and you're going to circle one way. And circle the other way. And then rest back into your holding pattern. And you're going to lower your right knee down again. And take your right hand behind your head. Inhale here. You're going to exhale and you're going to bring the two together. How about a knee? Slowly rest your head in your hands. Pause, and then we'll switch sides, so come back into that resting pattern. Breathe into your belly. Take your left hand behind your head, rest your head heavy in your hands. Use your back to lift. Inhale. Exhale, cross, elbow to knee. And then bringing everything down to the ground and rest your legs straight down onto the ground. Close your eyes. Breathe into your belly. Bring your awareness into your belly and observe any sensations in your belly. And just notice if you can feel diagonal lines across your midsection. So do you feel a big X across your midsection? Or any cross patterns? And notice what it's like to feel if there's a sense of home in the center of your being. What it was like there to make your belly. So our bodies are made up of tons of cross patterns, and to make a stronger mind-body connection, this big cross pattern here in your physical body, that's the most important one you can make in your torso here. Okay, so you're going to bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way up to seated for our mudra now. Okay, so find a comfortable way to sit for today. I'm going to sit on a meditation cushion and we're going to do our Makara Mudra. So the way that works is you bring your thumb and your ring finger together on your left hand, extend your other fingers. On your right hand, you take the web between your thumb and your index finger and you place it between your ring finger and your baby finger, so that your palm of your hand rests on the roof of your left hand. And then you bring that to rest at the level of your navel. Close your eyes, lengthen up through your spine, soften your belly, breathe right into your navel center, to your belly. Feel your belly rise and fall with your breath in and your breath out. and expand your attention to include your low back here. So you can feel your kidneys and your adrenal glands. And visualize an ocean of deep blue water there, imagining that the power of this water is nourishing your kidneys and your entire body. So it's back to that image of your lake getting wider and deeper as you breathe out. So breathing in, drawing that breath into your body, breathing out, keeping that energy within you, feeling the lake getting wider and deeper within you. So you'll do that as I share the teachings today, the teachings about making your belly. In Japanese culture, a person is not considered an adult until they have made their belly. In yoga, we recognize this energy center as our third chakra or our solar plexus. And your navel center is also known as your hara, or the brain of your cells. So what does making your belly mean? Dawn Stapleton says it is finding a sense of yourself in the middle of the continuous flow of life. It is a place to return to that feels like home, even when the most challenging forces come against you. When you feel like you're getting knocked off center, you can return to this equilibrium. So there are many things that drain our energy, and I've talked about them a lot in this series. But one of them that Dawn Stapleton talks about in the book that I'll reference at the end here, he says, the unconscious fears of unworthiness and insecurity actually have an effect of starving the belly's energy centers. So those kind of low-level anxiety that a lot of members have been talking about, that they've got kind of their life sorted out, but then there's this kind of low-level anxiety that's still kind of going on within it, and that really does starve the energy reserves in your belly center. So by making your belly center, you can generate an abundant supply of energy for not only the survival of your physical body, but also for a healthy sense of self. So feeling really grounded in yourself. As yogis, we know that we can use our awareness to direct our energy. And we do this all the time. And this in this series, my intention has been to be more intelligent about it. I think that, you know, I really thought with this series, you know, I think that honestly we've used pranayama and breath practice in a way without a lot of intention behind it. And in this series, we can really harness, you know, like I think this is why in the yoga texts they talk a lot about working with a teacher, because this is very serious business. We're cultivating energy. So the thing is, what are you going to do with that energy? And in this series, I've talked a lot about what we're going to do with that energy. We're going to use that energy to nourish our bodies because we're in an energy crisis, right? Because of the way that we live our lives. And so we know that we don't need to look outside ourselves to fulfill the deep longing for awakening our whole selves. And this is what, you know, there's so many cues in our culture to look outside ourselves with social media, with mainstream media, with billboard media. Everything tells us that everything that we need can be provided for us through consumerism, through caffeine, through, you know, various things that we can find fulfillment outside of ourselves. But the truth is, by really focusing on the ways that we work with our energy, we can find that nourishment within. So by making our belly like we are today, we can generate a surplus of conscious energy, and then we can choose what we're going to do with that. The surplus of conscious energy allows us to nurture our own self-reliance emotional availability, conscious energy, and whole self. So that when things fall apart within you, around you, there's that sense of home that you can come back to so that you can be the calm within the storm. Making your belly or bringing awareness to your own belly center facilitates a greater communication between your mental, emotional, and physical needs. It provides you with physical strength, balance, stamina, and endurance. Making your belly establishes a home base and a place of safety in an ever-changing world. And it's not to say that it's easy, it's a constant practice. It's not something that you do once, it's something that you do every single day, in my experience. It's something that, you know, there's a lot of energy around us, and I sit every single day and I come to my belly and I create that home for myself. But it makes it a whole lot easier when I'm out in the world to have that center, that sense of home. And then to be that center and that sense of home and that anchor in my family too. You know, so peace in myself, peace in my family, and then peace in the world. When you make your belly, you stay connected with your vital sense of energy and you don't get pulled in all directions. So it's easy to get pulled in all directions, but when you've made your belly, when you've got that sense of home here, you're able to come back to that anchor. Connecting to your own belly center nourishes your energy reserves. Making your belly nurtures you as a worthy individual capable of realizing your deepest longing to awaken to your fullest capacity. And, you know, this is a perfect time of year to, you know, on our membership site right now, we're thinking about creating our intentions for the new year. We're doing a retreat where we're reflecting back on the year and then setting some intentions for what it is that we want to create in the new year. Well, when all that energy is coming up and out for what you're going to create in the new year, if there isn't that strong sense of home base, then there's no way that you can come up and out in a safe way. So there's got to be that really strong anchor, that strong seed, so that you can have a place to grow from, right? It's like that the seed has to grow down in down and out first. That's the home. That's the hara. That's the belly that's going to be able to sustain that growth up and out. So that's what we're doing. And a lot of what I've drawn from for this week's class comes from Don Stapleton's work, his book Self-Awakening Yoga. So that's where I got the quote from today too. So reflect on today's teachings and ask yourself, what is it? That was an interesting sentence that fell out of my mouth. What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, release, or let go of, rebirth in your life right now? And how can this yoga class today, best help you do that? And begin to create an intention for what it is you would like to receive from today's yoga class. And then once you've set your intention, you can come back to lying down on the ground, and we're going to continue to connect with your hara, to your energy center, with some Setu Bandhasana bridge pose. So you'll lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And we're going to continue to have that intention of moving slowly here and building slowly so that we can really connect with your home and making your belly. So feel your feet flat on the floor, and you're just going to press into your heels until you feel your tailbone curl. And you're just going to do that a few times. And then you're going to curl your tailbone off the ground so you roll through your sacrum, that large triangular bony shape structure at the back of your pelvis, until you feel your low back. And then you're going to curl back down. So just to your low back. And start to feel how you connect with your belly there. And this time you're going to curl up vertebra by vertebra until you come to your lower ribs. So you'll start to lift your pelvis off the ground a little bit and then roll down vertebra by vertebra. See how slowly you can go. Appreciate how much your brain loves this slow movement. It's sometimes said that your belly is your second brain, so moving this slowly is really great. Now you're going to roll up vertebra by vertebra until you come to your shoulder blades. And roll down bone by bone by bone. Feel how you're connecting with your belly by doing this curling action. Imagine you're like a fiddlehead curling up. And unfurling. And this time you're going to roll up as high as you like. And then all the way back down, bone by bone by bone, keeping your tail curled all the way up, because that will be the last thing to unfurl. Think about how good this is to massage your central nervous system. Okay, this time when you curl up, you're going to imagine that your pelvis is a compass and tip it from, if your hip bones, your iliac crests are east and west, you're going to tip the east and west parameters. And then you're going to tip the north and south parameters from the pubic bone up to the navel. And then just imagine that your pelvis is a compass and move it in all directions like you're trying to find north. And try and switch the direction too. And then curl down. Okay, I have something else for you here. Believe it or not, we're going to do some Hara pumps here. So you're going to curl up until your pelvis is off the ground, and then you're just going to pump, 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 so that you've got a springing action here between your belly and your pelvis, and you're going to do this with a ha, 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 ha. And then we're going to roll down. I almost didn't put that one on. Tim will be busy keeping the creepers off of YouTube this week because of that one. Yeah, you will. I know you will. We'll take a deep breath here. And then we're going to check it out. You're going to come into bridge pose normally. And you're going to even roll your shoulder blades on and underneath you and interlace your fingers if you want to, especially if that works in your body right now. And just check out how that feels. Notice how it feels in your belly. And then you're going to roll down. I'm just going to get you to lengthen your legs out. I just want to make sure there wasn't anything else that I want to get you to check in with here before we move on. Yeah, just notice your energy and your mood by opening up the energy of your home in the center of your being by making your belly here. Okay. And then from here, you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. Actually, why don't we do this? Why don't we rock all the way up to standing? You've created a lot of energy in your belly now. I have no doubt that you'll be able to do this. So I'm going to just attach my mic pack so that my mic pack can travel with me. So you're going to put your hands behind your knees and curl your head up. You're going to just start by creating a little rocking motion through your spine. And then you create some momentum until you come all the way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do some squatting with some Hara breath. So we did some of this last week, and it's kind of like a continuation of it with a little bit of connecting with your belly center a little bit more. So what you're going to do is you're going to start with a hip hinge forward. So take your feet underneath your knees underneath your hips. So there's a good discussion about this on the membership site after we did this. This might have been a couple of weeks ago, actually. You do need this alignment in your legs. It is easier to do it with your legs out wide, but it compromises the alignment through your knees and your ankles. So let's keep your legs safe. And the reason why you guys do this is because it makes it easier through your lower legs, your calves, which are tight from wearing shoes. So we're going to stick with this because it's better for your knees. So bend your knees, roll your pelvis over your leg bones, and hip hinge forward, drop your head, and then you're going to come into a squat. Here. You can squat less if you have any issues with your knees, and you could always do a recline twist here. So from this position, you're going to just do some looking over both shoulders. So actually look with your eyes too and use your head and neck. This is really important. And then come back center. Take your hands between your knees. You're going to inhale and look up towards the ceiling. So this is like a cat stretch. You're arching your back. You're looking up towards the ceiling. Eyeballs looking all the way up. And then you're going to exhale. You're going to lengthen out to your legs and come into a forward fold with a ha. Ha. Inhale, look up. Exhale, straighten. Ha. Inhale up. Exhale, straighten. Ha. Ha. Huh. And then come back up to standing and stay standing. Okay, so pause here, close your eyes, breathe into your belly, bring your awareness into your belly. Notice what it's like to make your home in the center of your belly. Feel your roots into the ground. Okay, from here, stand on your right foot, turn your left toes out. Find a point to focus on the ground. Bring your left foot up either above or below your knee and bring your hands to your heart center for tree pose. So feel your breath in your belly. Just notice what it's like to be in tree pose after you've spent all this time making your belly. And then release this side. And this time you're going to stand on your left foot. Turn your right toes out. Bring your right foot above or below your knee. Bring your hands to your heart center. Breathe into your belly. Find a point to focus on. Notice what it's like to be in tree pose again after you spent all this time making your belly. Notice if you feel more centered and grounded. Notice if you feel more alive and whole. Just notice what's happening in your body. And then release this posture from your body. Going to come into warrior three. So you'll inhale, you'll take both arms overhead and stand on your right foot. You're going to exhale, you're going to hinge forward over your right leg until your arms and legs come parallel to the ground. Then you can slowly inhale back up to standing and exhale and lower down. And then you can do this on the other side. So stand on your other foot, inhale, reach your arms overhead. Exhale, hinge forward over your other leg. I think I might have said my legs were mirroring you, so I'm just saying your other leg now. This might be your left leg now, I think. Okay, so after those poses that helped you to connect with your belly and making your belly more, we're going to come down and do a seated forward fold. So you can sit with your pelvis elevated and you can set it up so that you have your pelvis lifted up off the ground a little bit. That makes your forward fold a little bit easier and your knees supported by your bolster. So that makes your forward fold easier as well. It's easier for your nervous system if your stretches are supported. And then you're just going to pause here. Breathe into your belly center. And then you'll slowly make your way up to seated. And you can rest back on your back for Shavasana. Okay, so I have a poem for you today by Donna Faulds called Breath of Life. And I choose the poems because I feel that they resonate with the theme of the class. And I think this speaks to making your belly. And if it resonates with you, then great. And if not, you can just let it go. I breathe in all that is, awareness expanding to take everything in, as if my heart beats to the world into being. From the unwanted vastness beneath the mind, I breathe my way to the wholeness and healing. Inhalation, exhalation, each breath a yes, and a letting go, a journey and a coming home. So take one last time for now on your mat to connect with your breath. You can do this at any point in your day. It's always there for you. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And take a moment there and pause. Before you slowly come up to seated so that we can finish with our mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. We do this to draw the benefits of our practice inwards towards ourselves and then to offer them outwards to the world. Start this by having your left palm up and your right palm down. And take a deep breath in. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Namaste Yoga. If you liked today's class, thanks so much for giving us a thumbs up. It helps other people just like you find our classes. It really helps us out. It just takes you just a second right now to push that thumbs up, and it makes a huge, huge difference to us. So I know you guys are the kind of people that like to make a difference in the world, and that's just such a small thing that really helps us. So thank you for helping us by pressing that, and also subscribing makes a big difference. My big goal, and this is a big goal, right now I think we're on our way to 22,000 subscribers, but I have a goal of having 1 million subscribers on YouTube. So you guys hit that subscribe button. Help me get there, because it's a silly thing, but when you get 1 million subscribers, YouTube sends you this gold plaque that says you have 1 million subscribers. I mean, I don't know. It's a goal. It's my goal. It's probably not going to happen in 2015, but you know, it's one of my goals. So click subscribe. And if you have friends that you think that would benefit from these practices, then I think there's probably 1 million people on this planet that would benefit. So share this video with them and send this video to them and ask them to subscribe and like it too. Also, if you feel that you would benefit from more practices like this or this class resonated with you, then we have lots more videos on our membership site. You can become a member by clicking here below. I have 2 classes that I would recommend for you on our membership site. I mentioned them at the beginning. One was we have our Intelligent Core class, and we use both the props that I was showing you at the beginning. We use the foam roller for that one, and it's a great release for your psoas. And we also use the slow-mo ball. This is a great one to release. We do a psoas release in that class for you as well. And then also a couple of sequences in our morning class that I spoke of too. Particularly, there's one in there that I really love and I do myself every day that helps to really release your navel center. I think that one's great for really connecting with your belly. This tends to be an area that we hold a lot of tension. Just culturally, we've been taught to hold our bellies, and we really guard and protect this area. And that's just done more than anything for me this past year to really release that area. So I recommend those 2 classes on the membership site, and we'd love to have you as a member. So that could be a great way to start your new year too. Today's question to answer in our comments is, how did it feel to make your belly today? So thanks so much for watching today. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may you experience the joy as deep as our Pacific Ocean. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.